Corona, open source, and a better future. So this is a fast changing topic. It's Corona. Yes, I mean, it started like 2 months ago or 2.5 months ago in the whole of Europe. But this change also changed our societies, because our societies are a bit standing still. Fast solutions were required, some failed, some were success, and corporations could not fast reply to what was needed, which is also a topic about the Corona app, which I will talk to about too. And open source has a new chance now, because it has two chances. I will talk about that. What had happened in the beginning of Corona? So there was really no state control at all. Lives have to be saved and had to be saved. So people came together just to freely exchange the genetic code of the virus. There are websites which host the current genetic code. All of this is open source. All data is free in exchange formats which can be easily read. So this really helps scientists and doctors. Then people found websites to get together software which helps doctors and scientists. Open hardware was used to print, 3D print things like face protections and ventilator extensions, and publications are concentrated. The genetic code actually is really important. I assume most people here don't really know that much about vaccinations. For vaccinations, you need like one part of the genetic code where you can attach a pointer, and this pointer has to find like a byte range. Imagine like 32 bytes, and these have to fit. And that's what we use. And epitopes are something where this search pattern fits. So old vaccinations were like that. You had like you took a serum of some human who already produced his own antibodies, and then we replicated them. But those are, you have efficient and inefficient antibodies. Some which bind a bit to some part of the genetics, and some which bind very good to the genetics. Parasite is asking if epitopes are similar to quantum computing. No. Quantum computing is something else. Quantum computing is finding the optimum and of some equation. But actually, you could use quantum computing to find epitopes. But epitopes are like your nose on your face, and then you put a mask on it, and the mask could fit exactly or it couldn't fit exactly. So you could wear a mask which doesn't fit completely to your face, or you could wear one which fits exactly. So, but now if your face changes a bit, then the one which fits like a bit will still fit, but the exact one doesn't fit. So this already gets into exact. That's how you can imagine it. That's how our immune system works. Like, our immune system first sends out like people with knives, and they try to destroy the new the virus, but this does not work. And then better soldiers are trained. They slowly try to fight, and then they find some way how to destroy the enemy. And these trained antibodies are what we do with vaccination. We give like training instructions through vaccination to your immune system to build highly efficient antibodies to kill the virus on first sight. That's what we do. So there are different ways to teach this your body, and there are different ways to like train many patterns at once. So but it depends on what you want to destroy. Like a bacteria is different to a virus. It's different to like tuberculosis, which hides in your lung, or it's different to HIV, which destroys the immune system. And that's also something which Corona does. It somehow interferes with the immune system. And so the theory is that by reducing the immune system, other bacteria which are already in the body then make the body malfunction and some organs fail. That's one of the ways how it kills people. So here the thing is with what we were talking about open source is to find in which part of the virus can mutate and which parts the virus has to keep constant. Like it attaches to something at a cell to infiltrate and reproduce in a cell. And this is the reason why data is required, why we need fast PCRs of the DNA. Like we need the code and then get all the data all over the world and find where's the link to destroy the virus. But with modern vaccinations, you don't have just one epitope. You can like attach to many epitopes. And this would be a chance to like use some month where you vaccinate the whole humanity and the virus can't mutate fast enough. And then in the time you could change the vaccination. This is what we already do with the vaccination against influenza. You have like four different viruses you can vaccinate against. That's the technology we have in this vaccination. And then over time in Germany, it's like that. They take the virus which is in Australia because we have like 6 months diversion in which virus comes to Germany. Then we take two of those viruses and two viruses which come often. And then we vaccinate this to the people. And due to the viruses being so fast in mutating, you have an immunization of like 1 year. That's why you have to repeat the influenza vaccination every year. And this is something which would be used against corona. Like you vaccinate everyone at once, and then hopefully we reach everyone, kill the virus which is now around, and so it can't mutate. So, but then you of course can further develop this to have like we still further analyze if there's any infection, and then change the vaccines based on the region. We are that fast to use this technology, but there are still politicians who are too slow. And of course, there are people who want to keep half of the world poor, so they have cheap workers. But nowadays, there should be a healthcare system equally to everyone in the world. But well, that's a different topic. Altcore saying so. Basically, just give your body a chance to train your soldiers, and you will be fine. No need for no Altcore. You are not right there. This so he's saying that if you just let the body train enough. The body will kill everything. This is could be for an optimal immune system, but you have different kind of immune system and different states of immune system. Like imagine there's some someone had a disease before, like 7 days before that, so his immune system and organ functions are low, then the virus will kill him. But depending on where the virus attaches, like corona attaches to the lung, to the kidneys, to the colon, and depending on which disease you had before, it will kill you in some other way. It will have different symptoms. So, and another thing is, which we don't know yet, is all soldiers and let's say training camps in every human body are different. So everyone has a different kind of immune system. Like imagine all the modern diseases we have because of strange food we eat or where we live in like a disinfected world. So we react to ourselves, like rheuma and all these immune diseases. So it's not that easy, this thing. Every patient has to be looked at individually. This is a basic rule of medicine. So when we find this and use open technology, this is also needed to find clusters. Like there's one big map of the DNA, also back to the slides. There's one big map where they show where one virus goes to and comes from. So we easily see by the mutations the way the virus is spreading over the world. And that way you can then, by using enough tests, find clusters, then use other measurements like lockdown, like isolation, to kill this virus, to stop the spreading of the thing. So this is what different strategies to destroy it. So how did open source help too? The EFF and the Chaos Computer Club, they made a huge collection of accessible software. So this topic of medical software is like that. There's huge licensing. There's huge specialization, and everyone. Oh, Solène does not see anything. Huh? Oh, Solène. Ah, it works again. Yes, I have to switch around. So the thing is that medical software, it's such a special system and no one wants to hurt anyone. So they people don't really try to write some trial and error program. Yes, that's right. But there are some applications where you can help and don't kill any people. But this big hubris of medicine is you will kill someone by just writing some software. And there's so much regulations, this stopped many people from actually really thinking of helping. So here are some collections. There are always some people who try to do something in medicine, open source, but then most of the times they fail with licensing or some big industries, because it's niche software. It's not a major software, or not a big market software. So you have to have the education, you have to have the time, and the right opportunity to get the software to be used by other people. Like ADC talked about his scientist colleagues, which are used to the ways they are, and it's not easy to get them out of there. It's more like the next generation has to be educated. So let's talk about open hardware. So this is something which is also just coming for the big for the mainline movement. But open hardware was now used for really saving lives. Like in Italy, they had ventilators, not enough ventilators, and some people made some simple tube modifications, some simple pipe modifications to have more people ventilated. They just did it, and then there was some news or fake news of the company wanted to suing the people who do that. But this whole thing actually opened up the topic, while for example an ECG, a simple ECG, which was invented in like 1930, it still costs 5,000 euro, but you can produce it for 30 euro. Why does it still cost 5,000 euro? You still get the same machine like in 1995 for the same money. The Bluetooth chip, which is now added, can't be that expensive. So it's just licensing. It's just some there's no competition on the market, because the entry fees to the markets are so high. And so these dictate the healthcare systems, how they make money. Yeah, you have high regulations, but there needs a piece of middle ground of maybe the state helping people to come into the market, and on the other side, many experts can come together. This is open source. Open source is many people come together work on something which is open. So any protection, like you have now in science, all these ugly magazines where you have to pay money for. So all the scientists in universities, they of course have it for free because the universities pay for it in the state, but everyone out of this bubble, they have nothing of that. And that's the thing we have to open. So this is what this topic is opening with Corona. People just did it, like shield clips for 3D printing. Actually, those can be printed, but they are not licensed, because it's the next topic. Once all of this is Corona is away, then next there will be regulatory institutions which will sue people to get a registration or stop doing it. Yes, of course, but actually that's 100,000 euro for just some shield clip for having a medical device. So this discussion has to be done. Actually, I started this. I used it for talking to officials. Hopefully, this will change something. So, copyright is the problem. Why do we have copyright on something which saves lives? Why don't we have it free? Why is there no requirement that something which, like an ECG, why is there no standard ECG all scientists use to improve? Why is there no standard ventilator that everyone, all doctors all over the world improve? Like you have some people in the Sahara who improve it for their environment, for their climate, and it could be different in Europe. Why not? But that's too progressive, I think. We have too many old people in medicine, for the doctor side too, not just for the patient. So publications were concentrated, but here the whole thing failed a bit. There's some movement of just taking out the publications and throwing artificial intelligence at them, but it looks really ugly. So, but those people, as always, are not really doctors, because we already have PubMed. If you look at PubMed, just enter it. This is our big central index of all publications all over the world. And there you can easily search with a nice syntax for publications and then find the link. So this is something actually PubMed is for, like, every science, something which should be used everywhere. That's what we made the internet for. It's finding information easily for everyone. And they have a no crappy JavaScript interface. It's just entering. They have a nice API. It's all made for productivity, for easily finding information. And it's not like 50 years ago, you would go to some library and then order some papers to find just one single note on the third line, which is different to the other paper. And now all of this is easier possible. You can grab on stuff. So the next step actually is to remove all the PDF crap we now have everywhere and have like a nice markdown syntax for all the science. So like we now do at BitRiseCon. So we have like a nice easy a way to describe our topics, but in the background we have text which can be easily analyzed and easily thrown into whatever filter you want to use. So this is what I say in the second point. We need strict opening, and there's one thing. I mean, people are talking about there's this new study of some medicine which works there and it has this risk, but this is all crap. What's mostly missing is like the companies open some paper and then they say something. It's like propaganda. But when you request them, I want the raw data. I want to throw it into my statistics. If this is right, I want to reproduce this. There's no raw data at all. If you want to look at one field where this is nice, now look at the statistics field. There they have now the standard of using R, the R statistics language. You always have to attach the source code of R when you describe some problem. This is really nice. So this is something we need in other fields, the raw data. Even if you have some ugly database, it has to be attached, and then easily realize, oh, this is too big, yeah, make it smaller. So people are talking in the chat about PDF to text. No, the thing is not about PDF to text, it's about changing the culture of how the information is produced, about changing the idea that not PDF or some nice formatted text is the thing we need. It's about that people in science learn how to use Unix text tools to easier find stuff, like grep. All of you have seen this. There was some comparison of a Hadoop cluster versus grep, and grep on the command line on a hard disk was faster than whatever they did in this Hadoop cluster. So, or what ADC talked to us, he just rewrote the thing and it was done in less than a minute. This is the same. The people do not really know what they're doing now. But we need text. The thing is, text, grep, we have all the tools there. But PDF is ugly, really ugly. You can have like overlays of characters with characters which are really text and some are just images. PDF is so ugly, we have to avoid it. PDF is just for printing. PDF is not for editing. So, and next thing is the last point. Big publishers should not take away the money from public education. This is now too obvious. All information needs to be free. And if scientists need financing, then instead of maybe putting the money into military, we should put it into education, basic science. That's my proposal. But that's too progressive. So how did Germany manage Corona? Mostly paper and fax. It just works. So the thing is, fax is actually digitalization. It's a digital way of sending some paper over a line encoded in bytes and bits. So everyone is complaining that fax is no digitalization. It is. And the only thing we actually need is turning on encryption. But there's a nice story about some district where they had an outbreak of Corona, And the innovation they told everyone was that some expert came and he made an Excel sheet of all infected so they could find all the spreading of the virus. Yes, Excel saved us from Corona in Germany. That's the state of IT industry. Yes, that's the state of IT industry. Yes, but actually, like, just imagine it. I mean, just open Excel sheet. It's not that bad if you just look at it. You can enter something, then you enter some calculation, and it just works. Someone making a JavaScript backend, which is and not can't be edited. It won't be used for long because people will want to have a change. So you need something where the users can actually change the system, and they can easily create something new. So this is actually the Unix command line taught in every field. Every field in university would help. So corporations failed. I will talk about medical software tomorrow and why it's so crappy. Because I'm using data formats from 1990, but for diagnosis exchange there's none. So I couldn't easily modify anything or analyze anything. All I did was in my brain and on paper, but it worked too. So tracking down people and so on paper, it just works. But the thing is, humans are too expensive. That's what the capitalist doesn't like. So we have now some German telematics healthcare system, which is just some unusable VPN with high bureaucracy to send money from the state insurance to a failed IT industry. This actually was not used at all because it just failed. We have some e-health IT card, which needs to be put into a card reader in the new system, and then it conducts some central surveys. So you have one central server in the whole of Germany to check all the ID cards on a Monday morning. And now you can imagine with the good German IT industry, as I don't like them, this will fail very often. So in Corona times, no one really tried to use this at all, because you would have to apply for some form that the service can be used and whatever. No, people just made a website and then it worked. So copyright and patents kill people. So just ignore it. Just ignore the crap. Always think of any rule, you need someone who controls it. And the guy who controls it has to go to a judge. And the judge has to actually get you somehow into jail. You have to do some crime. But if your crime was I saved lives, well, the judge will not say you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that's what they always have. Because if you're a doctor somewhere, there's always someone who says, if you do this wrong, you will go to jail. Well, that's my daily life now. It's not that easy to get me into jail. Another funny thing is, if Newman B is listening, no one actually needed quality assurance in this whole crisis. There was no one actually opening any quality assurance book or quality assurance catalog to find out how to handle Corona crisis. People just used their sanity, people just solved it, and it was done. There was no quality assurance meeting or whatever. So actually this is just useless crap. No one needs it. Nope. That's why we have a Russian excuse management. Excuse management only gives you. So next up, destroying the digitalization religion. So it's true, computers can do much. Computers can help humanity. Humans can help us and bring us forward. But it seems like all this complexity we have, every time we have complexity and it's too complex, it will get magic. And this magic now has like a fake magic cast everywhere in every country. And those people just go to some politicians, they have all the time because they're lobbyists, and then they tell them, oh, we have this digital solution and we'll solve everything. And that's why these Corona apps came up. We all know Bluetooth is inefficient. Bluetooth is not does not really know who's next to you or who you met. But this is a whole big scam. It's just for making money. Today, actually, the German government reported they want to make some immunization passport online. Well, but that's just crap, because if you open your international vaccination passport or certificate, go to the last two pages, there are antibody tests you can write down, and that's exactly what an immunization test is. So just take borrow and write it down, and then we have solved this problem. There's no need for any online service or cloud service. It's just a big scam to have an economical support by the state. So it's time to rip off their masks, to just ask people about details. Yeah, always ask those digitalization priests about details, and then make fun of them. Like the app, which just failed. People should not believe in these idiots anymore. Actually, they will believe in the next magic, but here they showed now it doesn't work. So for a better future, this is how we should use such examples now, because you can easily find them, like open hardware or 3D printing of something. Don't hesitate to just ask questions. Like, don't say, oh, this is medicine, I can't ask a simple question. Like, you should ask, why is this ECG, why does it cost so much? Why couldn't we make a simpler one? And the answer is not, oh, because it is like that for years. That's the standard answer you get. No, the people have to tell you why. And then just ask further and further. And once you will realize that, like over 10 steps, no one will really know why. But then there's one person who's actually responsible for that. And this is the one you will have to find out how to change him, or how to get him to change the system. So like here, open hardware, this is a new topic. We can now use this to say, yes, use open hardware. Then you can print whatever you want, and you help people. It could be used for other things like repair tools or simple parts of machines. Just print them. And it also changes the perspective, like in the third world. Now the German propaganda of Corona is all shut down. But if you look at the real statistics of Africa and South America, I don't want to be there now. But they really need our help. And this is what we should consider now, instead of fighting over whatever opening of kindergartens. So we also... So look at the third point of the current slide. It's against centralization. Politicians always want centralization to store data, like in the Corona app. But the Corona app now opened the discussion, which was never there before, that we need privacy. So maybe we could change the topic to having people seeing may molest more on their machines. Or first we start with actually people who pretend to be IT professionals to use May Molester instead of a standard Android installation or iPhone because they are lazy. Yes, it's like people who come to a hacker conference and they use Windows, fuck off. The same should apply for mobile phones in the next years. So we force them to not spy on us, because they spy on us by using a mobile phone and are being lazy. So this is should be maybe all right. So actually, I already started this with some really old, grumpy systems in Germany to argue that we should use open source and medical software and open hardware. I hope this discussion will bring good results, but I can't promise. The system is in big change, but this is actually what you do in revolutions. In revolutions, you just need to be loud. Loud for a long time, and somewhere people will actually listen to you. Just make a good argument, not something stupid like you are bad. You have to say, try this, this is nicer, and it will help the third world. Just repeat it, repeat it, repeat it. And somewhere people in this time, because now people listen, the politicians listen, they will maybe listen to you too, but at the right, so don't just shout in the dark. So actually, this is a broad topic I was talking about. Anyone has some questions about this? There are some questions. Joshua, my channel bot. Joshua, are you alive? Oh, ADC was asking, are third-party improvised ventilators and other medical devices generally safe enough to put to use? ADC, actually there are, let's say, four levels of medical devices. The first one, level one, is an easy one. Like, imagine a doctor treating you. And whatever the doctor takes into his hand or to treat you is a medical device. So this ruling has like level one. Level one is like taking a spoon and looking into your mouth. Then at that time, the spoon is made a medical device, and the doctor takes all the responsibility and liability that this device won't kill you. So then you have one to two, and in two you have 2A and 2B. And 2A is like an ECG, and 2B is higher restrictions on something which sends electricity into you. Then 3 and 4 is something you implant, or 3 is ventilators. So the thing about safety is, it depends on the situation. First, if there's someone at stake of life and you have to react fast, then you can use whatever you want to save this life. And this is what happened now. But if you come to like, we want to produce this for the masses, then you have the old system of applying something, making studies, having safety protocols and whatever. But this is what I'm talking about, that we somehow change this to have less regulations where people just make money out of nothing, and on the other side have a better result for all humans. So like cheap medical devices for everyone. Like my idea would be, on one side I'm working on something to have open source medical devices. Like a big institution which has much money, like maybe from Bill Gates or Elon Musk, or through crowdfunding, and they give you the infrastructure of licensing. They get you through into the market. And on the other side you have like a GitHub, but people who openly discuss and change something. But if they send in a change, then behind it is a scientist and some engineer who will take it up and not just stubbornly say, oh, I can't do this, because we have never done this before. They will say, oh, good idea, I will try it. And then you easily, this is some advantage I also tell companies, is through just this GitHub thing, you select new professionals, new engineers, new people you could easily use for your company. This is what I told IT companies and medical software producers. They have problems to find professionals. But that's what Google does. Google just open sources all their stuff, and then by having everyone around being able to use that source code, they easily find people who send in patches, and then they can hire them. And that's the same what could happen here. So practical things and hiring people. Because it's not easy to find a specialist nowadays. That's what the world internet is for. We have such a specialized topic, Bitreich, we only could meet over the internet. The same happens here, but some industries will survive, and I don't think the IT industry in Germany will survive, or we will need someone out of Germany, but that's another topic. Any more questions? Joshua, more questions? More questions. Look, no more questions in here. Okay. I think I put too much information into all your brains. But tomorrow I will have another talk about, I told you, crappy medical software. So if anyone like this evening when he got drunk and on drugs, sleeps and dreams of something nice, of some question, don't hesitate, just ask me. I'm always trying to get the information down so you understand it. Thank you very much. I've clapped for myself. Thank you.